I get really excited about homeschooling today when I think about how far my son has come and how much our time together has allowed me to really get to know and understand him. The relationship that we've built through homeschooling is such a joy and a gift that I will be eternally grateful for. I also get excited about homeschooling for the advantages that it provides in family schedules, the flexibility and quality and quantity of time together, and the advantage to tailor-make a curriculum to meet your child's needs. In 2010, when my son was just in kindergarten, a year that should be full of fun and adventure, play and learning, his instead was full of stress and confusion for both of us. He was overwhelmed, acting out, impulsive in class, and frequently sad when I picked him up because he had gotten into trouble again and did not understand why, and neither did I. I wondered, was my sweet, loving little boy intentionally behaving this way, or was there a deeper issue? It took us nearly 2 years to fully discover what was going on, but thank God we did. When the Lord called me to homeschool, I confess I was scared. I had no idea the blessings and advantages that we were in for, though. In this video, you will discover how we almost went down the road of expensive behavior analysis and brain-altering medication, thinking my son may be ADHD or something worse. Today, having a bright, happy, engaging, and confident young boy without medication or behavior labels. I have two children, a grown daughter who went through the traditional schooling system, beginning with private school and then public, and now my son who started in public school and we now homeschool. So I have experience with most forms of education and have discovered some pros and cons of each. My goal here is to help empower you to homeschool. By sharing my experiences and studies, I hope to help you transition from the classroom to home. And although you will have bumps along the way, we certainly have, the experience for both you and your child can be amazing. One that will help your child grow into all that God has for them to be and that you want for them. Plus, you will be leaving a wonderful legacy of love, commitment, and devotion to your child. You know, it makes me sad to remember, but my son seemed to frustrate everyone. I too was confused as to why he behaved and still today behaves the way he does. He's an exceptionally loving, sweet, and tender-hearted boy, but has difficulty relating to other children, focusing on his assignments, and keeping his hands to himself. He acts impulsively, making noises and body movements that don't apply to the situation and certainly are not welcome in the classroom. If you have a son, you may be able to relate to this. My son was born 5 weeks premature, and although his size and weight were that of a full-term baby, his lungs were not fully developed, so he could not breathe on his own. He was in the hospital for 2 weeks with needles stuck in his head and elsewhere, and heavily sedated so that his body could continue to develop. Thank the Lord, our baby fully recovered and went home with us after 2 weeks. There were never any signs of respiratory problems or brain dysfunction. However, he did not walk until he was 16 months old. He preferred to army crawl. Then one day, the date was October 6th, he decided to walk. And I remember it so clearly because it was evident that he just made a decision to get up and walk on that day. He also took a little longer to potty train than average, but otherwise he showed positive signs in all areas of development and learning. He went on to preschool without any problems. At that time, he was in a small classroom of 8 to 10 children, and he enjoyed learning, being creative, and playing. When we entered kindergarten, everything changed. He went into a classroom of 18, which is still considered small by today's public school standards, but it was too much for him. The first time his teacher expressed having trouble with him and his behavior, I was stunned. My sweet little boy, how could he possibly be a problem? Throughout kindergarten and first grade, I consistently received reports that while he was making satisfactory progress in academic areas, he had difficulty adjusting to classroom routines. He struggled with self-control and required frequent redirection. He had difficulty keeping his hands to himself and would play with his supplies, making disruptive noises when he should be working. His kindergarten teacher was clearly frustrated with him, and I was confused and distraught as this was not the little boy I knew. Or was I blind to it at home because we were one-on-one and not one in 20? Kindergarten was a difficult year of conferences and confusing reports, and first grade things did not get any better. With a strong emphasis on reading in first grade, my son began to struggle academically as well as behaviorally. His progress was very inconsistent. However, his first grade teacher was a true blessing. Even though I was still being called in for lots of conferences, I felt she worked really hard to try to understand my son and to help him fit in the classroom better. Eventually, they hinted around at ADD and ADHD and medication, but my intuition told me not to medicate. Instead, I really needed to understand him, and that was not going to happen by putting him on brain-altering drugs. While there certainly are children that do require medication, I know too often children are being misdiagnosed and prematurely placed on drugs that alter their brains and their behavior. There were two things my son's first grade teacher helped to identify that I will forever be grateful for. Through working with him and observing him, she concluded he really wants to please, but frequently can't because he's so often 2 to 3 steps behind. She also observed that his behavior is often misunderstood by other children and he often misunderstands theirs. While these assessments broke my heart, they also helped me to understand why he was struggling so much in the classroom, but I did not observe these things at home. I knew that if he continued in that mode for years to come, he could suffer some very negative consequences. Toward the latter part of first grade, it was mentioned that he may have to be held back due to his struggle with reading. I asked if there was any additional help that he could receive in school, but it turned out he wasn't the worst reader in his class. There were 2 others worse than him, and with limited spots available in the support class, they could only take 2 from each class, so he fell through the crack. The closer we got to the end of the year, I had a difficult decision to make: allow him to move on to second grade knowing he would continue to struggle academically, or hold him back to repeat first grade where he would still likely have the same social behavior issues, or homeschool. I felt the Lord really drawing me to homeschool, but I was scared. However, I knew leaving him in the same environment, things would only get worse, and I was determined to really get to know my son and to help him. I needed to learn how he thinks, how he learns, and why he does what he does. I refused to medicate him simply so he would fit into a compulsory classroom. I knew what I had to do, and while I was completely foreign to homeschooling, I began to investigate. I was scared and insecure. I didn't know if I could do it, but I knew I had to try. My son and his future were at stake, and I just had to do all I could to help him to be the best that he could be. So I informed the school, and we stepped into the world of homeschooling. Once I took my son out of school, I learned probably the most fundamental thing about education. It's a joy to be home with my child all day, watching him learn and grow. I did not anticipate all the wonderful blessings we would enjoy by homeschooling, but it is wonderful on many levels. Sure, we have our days where we completely frustrate one another, but I have never regretted my decision. And for the most part, it's a very relaxing and rewarding way to live. My son is doing great academically, and while his boy energy still compels him to behave, well, like a boy, I can completely customize his day with frequent breaks to allow him to jump, run, and play as his brain calls him to do. Sometimes people say to me, "I don't know how you do it," with the assumption that it's just too much responsibility, too much time with your kids, too much work. And while yes, it is a lot of those things, the flip side is the freedom. Freedom from someone else setting your schedule. Freedom from the stress of my son not fitting the mold. Freedom to sit on the sofa in front of a fire and spend as long as we want to on a subject. Freedom from fundraisers and forms. Freedom to come and go as we please, get up and pee if we need to, and eat when we want to, and to stay in our pajamas if we want to. Freedom to work super hard one day and then take it easy the next. Freedom to run outside when it's sunny or stare out the window when it's raining. And most importantly, freedom to talk about God and His wonderful world and plan for our lives. I homeschool because it is definitely right for my son. There are so many advantages to homeschooling, so to get you started, let's move on to the next video where I'm going to share some more interesting facts about homeschooling, what you need to do to get started, and how to get the right mindset. I'll see you over there.